Be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
The word alert took on new meaning after the terrorist attacks, September 11, 2001. While America slumbered, the forces of terrorism found her Achilles heel and sent flaming missiles deep into her soul. That is precisely how the ultimate terrorist works. He loves to lull us to sleep and then to strike with devastating fury. He is pleased when we suppose he is everywhere or imagine he is nowhere at all, when we think he can control us against our wills or envision he cannot influence us at all. He is the quintessential master of disguises. With this in mind, says Paul, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. His words hearken back to the admonition of the Master who warned the slumbering disciples, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Peter extends the warning by urging us to be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Only as you watch and pray can you take your stand against the devil's schemes. Furthermore, we are to keep on praying for all the saints. Put another way, we are to pray in plural. We do not pray as lone soldiers, but as an army standing united against a common foe. Thus, we pray not only for our needs, but for the needs of our extended family as well. When terrorism struck the heart of America, we stood as one against a common foe. Likewise, when the ultimate terrorist comes to steal and kill and destroy, we are called to pray not as mere rugged individualists, but as members of a community of faith. Finally, it is not by accident that Paul refers to fellow believers as saints. He calls us saints not because we are pure, but because we're called to purity. The instant we prayed to receive the righteousness of Christ as our covering, the process of becoming pure was initiated with the promise of its completion sure. In the meantime, we look forward with rapt anticipation to the day when we will be completely set free from all temptations. The tempter will be thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, and temptations will be no more. We will enter the golden city with divine assurance that nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.